kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk.
The Irish film industry, as we say constantly on this program, is thriving with a constant flow, indeed, of documentaries, features, shorts, even animation movies. And this week we have another sort of case in point, which is a movie called Lost and Found by Liam O'Mulcaine. And Liam is in the studio with us now. You're very welcome, Liam.
Oh, thank you, Philip.
Lost and Found, it sounds like a fascinating idea. I think it should be easy to sell. Have you found that?
No, it's not too bad. I mean, because it's Ireland's first portmanteau film, Ireland's first anthology film, and it's seven interconnected stories. The first story is set in the Lost and Found office of a train station over one day, and all the people you meet are the main characters of all the other stories, and they jump in and out of each other's stories, and they're all based on inspired by true stories, and they're connected by characters and by items and by different things that happen to people over that sort of long period of time.
Yeah. And it's your idea, is it?
It is, yeah.
And so you wrote it as well.
I wrote the script, but a lot of the ideas came from things that happened to me, things that happened to other people, and stories that I heard. And I sort of amalgamated those stories and sort of did a collage, if you know what I mean. And yeah. I would take one story and I would take elements of it and put it into another story so that the characters were able to reappear, if you know what I mean. So you might have somebody who's a main character in one story, and then their same character is a support in another one, is a walk-by in another one, and maybe talked about in another one. So each the pieces, they make complete sense on their own, but when you see them together, you get a different picture again that you wouldn't have got by just seeing one of the pieces, if you know what I mean.
It does sound very ambitious, but it works. And how did it kick off? Where did it come from?
Well, I had made a feature in 2007 called WC that was set in one location, and the main characters were toilet attendants, and it was set over one day. And I filmed pretty much the first draft or the second draft, and I could have spent a little bit more time on the script. I should have. I was in a rush. I wanted to get it done. I hadn't made a film in a good few years. So after that experience, I decided I want to go and make a short film. So I made a short film called Covet with Marion O'Dwyer, and she was fantastic in it. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour. And this one, the neighbor's husband. Mm. And I just had such a great experience working on it for like the 2 days, 3 days. So I thought, why not, you know, maybe put a collection of stories. And I loved films like Parish of Them and Shortcuts and New York, I Love You and all those type of stories where each piece has to work on its own, but then it also has to come together. So I decided, you know, a feature can take a couple of years and you have nothing coming out in that period of time. Whereas if, you know, a short, you can work on it, you could stop, you can come back to it and you can think about it. And that's really how I kind of did that. And then I also thought, well, with shorts, you might get it on TV once in a couple of festivals and then it's gone. You know, so I thought, well, I can sort of marry the two worlds here together. I can get a really high end film done in pieces over time, and I could afford to do them at a really high, you know, high budget in segments. So what we did was we spent 3-4 days every year for 5 years, the same May bank holiday weekend, and all the crew came together every single year for the same weekend, and a lot of the actors would come back each time, and we would shoot 1 to 2 stories depending on how long the stories were. If the story took 2 days, we would do 2 stories together. If the story took 3.5 days, we'd only do one, and that was there. And it made sort of economic sense. And then what you're seeing on the screen is a much, much bigger production because of the way that we did it. It also gave me time to look at the scripts, look at the pieces that were finished, and sometimes somebody would say something in it, maybe even one line, and that would give me an idea for something in one of the other stories.
So touches of Robert Altman there.
Yeah, so it was a really nice, and I have to say it was the most enjoyable experience, and it probably will never happen again. Well, maybe it will. As a film, it was just working with all the actors, all the crew, and the way that we put it together. Like, it's daunting to think that you know what I mean, as you're going through, you're not really thinking about going, what if this doesn't get finished? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, you know, but at the same time, being able to take time away from something and just sit back and look at it. It was a great experience.
So just people are out there, hopefully, are asking, you know, what happened to it? What has happened to it? Has it been sold?
Yes. It was in Galway Film Fla last year, and it did really, really well. It was in Dingle in March. It's just won an award at the Arizona International Film Festival. in April, and it's coming out next weekend in Irish cinemas, July 13th. Mm-hmm. And it starts in Movies at Dundrum, IMC Dunleary, right. The Gate Cinema in Cork, the Omni in Mahon Point in Cork, and then the following week on the 20th of July, it expands to the Eye in Galway, Mayo Movie World, and then after that, depending on how it does, it goes to other cinemas, and it'll stay as long as people go and see it, if you know what I mean. Right.
And will it sell abroad?
Yes, we've just, Film 4 just picked it up for the UK. So we'll have it in cinemas in the UK then in October, and then later in the year on your usual VOD, DVD, and then TV in the UK next year. And then we're discussing deals with a good few US companies for the US for early next year as well.
Yeah, now I met you about 18 years ago, and so we've known each other since then. But, you know, what has happened to you since then?
Well, I did my first feature, as you know, the book that wrote itself. It was my first feature. And I have to say, ignorance is bliss. Because, you know, you write a script and you go out and you shoot it. You haven't got a clue what you're doing. Most of the people working on it with me were students as well. And we learned so much. And we got something done by the seat of our pants. I made sure that I went into a really good post-production place. And we ended up coming out with a film, even though it was very, very low budget, that was very, very technically apt, and it went to festivals all over the world. It sold to RT, it sold in the UK, it sold all over the world, and it did festivals, and that was the one that had loads of movie stars in it that didn't know they were in it till afterwards. So we did a pre-Sacha Baron Cohen, before he even existed. Yeah. It was like a mockumentary, and we put movie stars in it via a press conference, and they found out about it afterwards. They didn't have a problem with it, because the main character in the movie, which was played by myself, pretended to be, you know, a journalist to basically get access, and then try to entice them to be in his movie based on his book that nobody would publish. So I did that movie, and it went lots of places. And then I did that was in 1999-2000, and then 2007 I did the other film I mentioned, WC, which was about toilet attendants, and that went everywhere, and like TJ Carr showed it, you know, non-stop, and then it got shown in the States and festivals, and it just did loads of stuff. But it, you know, in the meantime, you're writing, you know, you're putting stuff together. I work in radio a lot. I do a lot of documentaries, entertainment programs, bilingual in Irish and in English language, with BAI funding, and anywhere, any station, any place that you can, you know, that you can, you know, that are interested in the ideas, you know. So I do that, and I do lots of other stuff as well, you know. And you take time as well away from something to be able to hopefully see the bigger picture.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely fascinating, Liam. And good luck with Lost and Found. It opens
July 13th, Friday, July 13th, in Dublin and Cork first, and then it goes to Galway, Mayo the following weekend, and then it goes to other cities and counties and stuff after that. But the 13th of July is when it opens.
Great. And thanks for coming in.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Phil.